With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has a message for the Iranian people.
Our fight is not with you. Our fight is with the brutal dictatorship that has oppressed you for 46 years.
The Prime Minister spoke after Israel launched an aerial attack on nuclear sites across Iran and on the leadership of the Iranian military and nuclear establishment. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli government and army is saying it believes it had no choice but to strike right now. This came, of course, as the U.S. is conducting negotiations with Iran over that nuclear program. Israel is not saying whether this attack was coordinated with the Americans, but they do say that they have a very good relationship with their partners, so they're hinting at some sort of notice or coordination with the Americans.
The Trump administration insisting the U.S. was not involved in the attack, which struck Iran's main uranium enrichment facility and other sites, killed in the airstrikes nuclear scientists and senior military and Revolutionary Guard officials. Iran has launched more than 100 drones at Israel in response. President Trump to meet with his National Security Council at the White House later this morning. Mr. Trump is warning things will only get worse for Iran if it doesn't reach a nuclear deal with the U.S. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has put this judge's order on hold for now.
In a temporary restraining order, the judge said the president must return control over National Guard troops to California Governor Gavin Newsom. The order said the deployment of the Guard was illegal, violated the 10th Amendment, and exceeded Donald Trump's statutory authority. According to the judge, the protests in Los Angeles fall far short of the rebellion cited by the president. The Justice Department immediately filed an appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dow futures down 468. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in England might expand abortion this month.
Currently, British women can terminate their pregnancies up to 24 weeks. That's 6 months into a pregnancy. But several MPs have introduced a measure that would legalize abortion right up to the moment of birth. Polls in the United Kingdom show only 1% of the general public supports late-term abortion, but about 70% of lawmakers do, and they're planning to do something about it. The vote could come as early as next week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lambda Legal, which fights any efforts to curb the LGBT agenda, has raised $285 million so far this year. The cash will go to challenging laws in several states that seek to prevent boys from playing sports against girls or using their bathrooms and locker rooms. Lambda Legal is also fighting efforts to keep teachers from promoting the LGBT lifestyle to young children. This is SRN News. California Democrat Senator Alex Padilla was briefly detained for disrupting a Los Angeles news briefing by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Reaction in Washington was diverse.
Senator Padilla was physically confronted by law enforcement, forced out of the room where Noem held her press conference, and handcuffed on the floor. Padilla held his own press briefing in Los Angeles after being allowed to speak with the secretary at the end of hers.
At one point, I had a question. And so I began to ask a question.
Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters at the Capitol in Washington that Padilla's conduct was unbecoming of a senator.
I think the senator's actions, my view is it was wildly inappropriate.
Padilla's fellow Democrats responded with shock and dismay as they left the Capitol after taking the week's final votes Thursday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump says it's going to be great, referring to tomorrow's big military parade in Washington, an extravaganza marking the Army's 250th birthday. More details, SRNNews.com.